Hi, my name is Amanda, and today I will be talking about podcasts in education. I will be reviewing the communication tool Podomatic, which is a Web 2.0 tool that can be found at www.podomatic.com. Podomatic is a website that allows members to subscribe and listen to podcasts. You can also create podcasts to publish through their site. It is a very simple sign-up process, taking less than a minute to create an account. Users have two choices when signing up. The basic membership is free and gives the user 500 megabytes of storage, 15 gigabytes of bandwidth per month, access to all podcasts, and the ability to create your own podcasts. The upgraded Pro membership is $9.99 a month and upgrades user storage to 2 gigabytes and 100 gigabytes of bandwidth per month. Users can pay extra for featured placement of podcasts to rotate through the homepage. Advertising and personalizing podcast pages are also available. Podomatic has thousands of podcasts to listen to, organized into thematic units and sorted by location. I listened to a few podcasts to see how they streamed and was surprised at the ease of listening. It was just a few clicks, and the sound came through quickly and clearly. I also used Podomatic to create a podcast to review this Web 2.0 tool. It was very simple to create, record, and upload the audio to make a podcast. There is also a pretty cool tool available on Podomatic called a Mini Cast Maker. It is a tool that allows you to mix photos and audio to create a video slideshow. This is similar to other digital video slideshow creators, but with the free membership, you can create a mini cast up to 10 minutes long. You really don't need any special skills to use Podomatic because the site makes it very easy to follow with step-by-step instructions. Of course, you will need to have basic computer skills to upload audio to the website. For recording your audio, you will need to know how to use a microphone. If needed, knowledge of audio editing software may be helpful to edit your recording. You will need to understand how to record, save, and access files to upload. If you would like to edit your audio before uploading, you will need to have an audio editing software program such as Audacity, which you can easily download from the web. This is how to create a podcast using Podomatic. First, sign up for the basic membership and create an account. Once your account has been created, click on the Publish tab, Podcasts, then Create. Next, you are prompted to write a description and give a title to your podcast. Next, you will need to record your audio for the podcast. You can use a microphone and record it straight to the Podomatic website, or you can record using an alternative program such as Audacity and upload the file to the website. You may choose to upload an image to show during the podcast, or you can skip this step. Next, tag keywords that are appropriate for your podcast to make it more searchable. Last, review your podcast and publish. Podomatic can be a great tool to use in the classroom for students of all ages. One of the benefits of using podcasts in the classroom is to supplement what is being taught so that students may listen on their own time and at their own pace. Many podcasts have already been created, and teachers can use them as review of material. Just a quick search on Podomatic can yield podcasts about science, math, grammar, history, and more that teachers could easily embed into blogs and websites for their students to use as an additional resource. For older students, college, or higher education, professors may want to use podcasting as a tool for students that have missed a lecture or have gaps in their notes to listen to and review material covered. This would require extra planning and preparation on the teacher's part. However, may be greatly appreciated by students so that they can catch up and review at a self-pace. Podcasts may also be a great tool for parents to understand what is happening in the classroom and what is being taught to help their children at home with assignments. For younger students, I have used podcasts in my classroom by recording students reading their favorite children's books. Then I post this audio on my website. Parents can listen to their children read at home, and children can hear how they progress and advance in reading fluency throughout the year. It also doubles as a great listening center, where students can listen to their classmates read as they follow along in the book provided in the listening center. Podcasts offer many advantages to students when used as an educational tool. Some examples are they allow students who missed a lecture or class to catch up by listening to the previously recorded lecture online. Also, podcasts can be used to supplement a lesson and offer additional resources while students are working at their own pace. Podcasts allow students the ability to replay and review information they have forgotten. They are helpful for visually impaired students and those that learn best from an auditory learning style. The main advantage is that podcasts offer content on the go for listeners. Students can listen on their computers, phones, and MP3 players no matter where they are. The disadvantages of podcasts are more in the making of them rather than using them. If getting serious about podcasts, equipment can become expensive and creating them can become time-consuming. You will need a quiet room to record and time to plan out a script. Podcasts need to be well-planned, have a clear message, and recorded with high quality to be the most effective. Overall, I have found Podomatic to be an easy site to create and listen to podcasts. I hope this helps you learn how to use podcasts in the classroom and gives clear insight on the advantages and disadvantages of using this Web 2.0 tool as an educational resource.